listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s running the Mujahideen war, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
It has been lying dormant since the Patriot Act.
These terrorists must be pursued, they must be defeated, and they must be brought to justice. Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Nope, no weapons over there.
It became clear during the Obama administration.
President Barack Obama signed the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act, despite threats that he might veto the bill. The 2012 version of the bill gave the military the power to arrest and hold people, including Americans, without charge and without the writ of habeas corpus.
And now Washington, D.C.'s dirty little secret has been freed by a man of many secrets, Joe Biden. Americans are enemy number one.
They weren't protesters. Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionist, domestic terrorists.
The poison of racism has always existed in America. But over the past 4 years, it seems to have found new life.
The FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
Those Americans opposing the views of the current administration and its legion of sycophantic power-hungry minions will be targeted in the name of misinformation or information that doesn't fit their narrative.
For how long has the administration been spying on people's Facebook profiles looking for vaccine misinformation?
Well, that was quite a loaded and inaccurate question, which I would refute. This is publicly open information, people sharing information online, just as you are all reporting information on your news stations.
Okay, so these 12 people who you have on a list, 12 individuals, do they know that somebody at the Surgeon General's office is going through their profile?
I'm happy to get you the citation of where that comes from. There's no secret list. I will tell you that these are people who are sharing information on public platforms on Facebook. Information that is traveling is inaccurate. Our biggest concern here, and I frankly think it should be your biggest concern, is the number of people who are dying around the country because they're getting misinformation that is leading them to not take a vaccine.
In a recent statement from the executive office titled Fact Sheet, National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, President Biden lays out a plan to enhance domestic terrorism analysis and improve information sharing throughout law enforcement at the federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial levels. Biden's statement goes on to designate the power of the federal government and Homeland Security to augment its efforts to address online terrorist recruitment and mobilization to violence by domestic terrorists through increased information sharing with the technology sector, i.e. Silicon Valley, and the creation of innovative ways to foster digital literacy, i.e. censorship, and build resilience to recruitment and mobilization, while improving employee screening to enhance methods for identifying domestic terrorists who might pose insider threats, i.e. the imagined white supremacist boogeyman. While DOD, DOJ, and DHS are similarly pursuing efforts to ensure domestic terrorists are not employed within our military or law enforcement ranks and improve screening and vetting processes, a wild goose chase that will put our national security at severe risk. Overreaching methods used to track down and prosecute an entire family that assumed they were protected by the First Amendment to voice a redress of their grievances after rampant reports of voter fraud and clear intimidation.
Federal investigators say that they have multiple videos and social media messages that indicate the family traveled from Borger, a small town just north of Amarillo, all the way to Washington, D.C. According to documents in the court, a day after the riot, a Facebook post from the mother says, quote, "I was just thinking, tear gas tastes like freedom." All five family members now face multiple federal charges.
Hey,
American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Duke, sitting in for Harrison Smith. And we got a lot of news today, a lot of news to cover, a lot of clips. I don't even know where to begin. There's so much. It just keeps rolling. You know, maybe we'll pick up yesterday with Rand Paul calling for a criminal referral that he sent to the Department of Justice. Probably go nowhere. But that was then followed up by an interview that Ron Johnson did with Maria Bartiromo. And we, let's see, we have it? Okay. I don't see which number it is on here, but number 10. Yeah, so let's get that going, because I thought that was very interesting. There's a lot of stuff in this interview that I think people need to hear, especially when it comes towards the end of the interview. He starts talking about the numbers he's seeing out of Israel for people who are now getting sick are the ones who are vaccinated. And we saw yesterday, in fact, we Alex Jones played it, but we should definitely play the egghead clip. The program director admits the injection destroys the immune system. So let's get that one up too, get that one on deck. And but that's the little egghead guy who's been telling you, oh, but we got to get a third shot ready for you because, you know, these two are killing your immune system. So this third one, I don't know, is going to totally wipe it out, I guess. So let's go to this interview last night that happened, or it was yesterday afternoon, with Maria Bartiromo and Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Here it is.
Lying here, Senator, it is you.
Wow. Senator Rand Paul says that now Fauci will be the subject of a criminal referral in a new letter to the Department of Justice. Joining me right now with more on this is Wisconsin Senator, member of the Senate Homeland Security, Foreign Relations, Budget Committees, Ron Johnson. Senator, it's wonderful to see you again. Thanks very much for being here. Weigh in on what you just heard in terms of gain of function research. Was it taking place in the Wuhan lab of virology?
Good morning, Maria. And of course, Dr. Fauci funded gain-of-function research. He can deny it all he wants. He can have his staff, who are beholden to him for their jobs, claim that somehow what is clearly gain-of-function research isn't gain-of-function research, but it was. He's culpable. He's lying about it. And he needs to be held accountable for it. We've written letters to Francis Collins, you know, I guess his ultimate boss, the director of NIH. We're getting no response whatsoever. So the federal government, these federal health agencies have to become transparent. And I, for one, really appreciate what Senator Paul did in that hearing to expose, you know, really his equivocation on this, his lying about what he did and didn't fund, and his potential role in the development of a chimeric coronavirus that is now infecting the world.
So you're calling for accountability. What do you want to see happen to Anthony Fauci? And also, I mean, look, they're not being transparent. You're calling for transparency. They're not being transparent. And social media and much of the media is going along with it, censoring all of this information, leaving the American people in the dark.
Well, first of all, the evidence of this has been hiding in plain sight for months, actually probably for years. All people really had to do is take a look at it. And that's what is so disingenuous about Dr. Fauci right now, trying to disclaim any involvement in gain-of-function research. And quite honestly, I think it's pretty obvious, too, that this coronavirus was not naturally occurring. It was man-made. It's a chimeric virus. Again, that has been obvious for months. So the American people deserve the truth, really. The people of the world deserve the truth on this, and unfortunately, because of the cabal between social media, mainstream media, and our federal health agencies and big government, we're not getting the truth. The truth has been covered up for months, whether we're talking about gain-of-function research, whether we're talking about the effectiveness of early treatment. I can't explain all this, Maria. All I know is, you know, something has gone off the rails here, and I'm trying to look for answers. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's interesting because the other day, Jen Psaki pretty much admitted that, said, oh, yes, you know, we in the administration are in very close contact with social media to pretty much censor information that they didn't want out there. Will there be accountability on big tech?
that's really up to the public to hold them accountable, to start switching their alliance from these platforms to other platforms that actually allow free speech that won't.
All right, I got to cut in here for a second. This is kind of a wimpy maneuver. I want to use other words, but I'm not. Honestly, your job is to protect the Constitution. That's what I think you were elected to do. So trying to say that, oh, this is up to the American people. The American people need to stop using Facebook. The American people need to stop using, when like the government sets up Facebook pages to put information out. They set up Twitter accounts to put information out. So now it's suddenly our job to do their job. I don't know what they've been elected to do at this point. But that's kind of, for him to say he can't do anything, it's pretty pathetic. So let's continue on. We're going to get to this interesting information on the who in Israel is getting sick from COVID-19 in a second. This is the biggest bombshell of the whole interview, but here we go.
Big Brother. It's the Big Brother arm of big government, and it should concern and frighten every American.
Let me know what you're going to do about it. I mean, the Republicans talk about this. Is there any way you can actually do something about it to bring these companies down to size? We know that, you know, there's this fake fight going on between President Biden and Facebook, which I'm not buying because they're working together. What are your thoughts in terms of Section 230 or legislatively changing the prospects for these companies that have become incredibly dominant?
Well, because the media that is colluding with the Democrat Party favors the Democrats, legislative, we're probably not going to be able to do a whole lot about this, not in the near future. What we need to do is we need to expose the truth. It's one of the reasons I held an event where I just allowed five women and a 13-year-old girl to tell their story about possible vaccine injuries. And, of course, you know how that went over. Instead of showing even an ounce of sympathy for these people to at least have acknowledged that it might be a vaccine so you get to the root cause and develop effective treatments. Instead, news media attacked me for allowing them to tell their stories. I just received this morning data out of Israel that shows the population is about 84% vaccinated, but the new cases of COVID in Israel are about 84% with vaccinated individuals. It's certainly looking like the Pfizer vaccine is not working against the Delta variant. Now, that's not being talked about here in U.S. media. I'm not even sure it's being talked much about in Israel media. We need to get to the truth. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical researcher, but I have all kinds of questions that are not getting answered. And as I said before, none of this is making sense, that we didn't pursue early treatment, that we're covering up information, that the VAERS system that the CDC touted prior to authorizing the vaccine is going to be their early warning system. Now, it is being thoroughly discredited in the media and by other medical individuals. I don't understand it. I realize VAERS doesn't prove causation, but it's an early warning system. Why are we ignoring it?
Oh, because it's not convenient. All right, we can finish. We're done with this. That was the most interesting part of that. I think that 84% of the people that are sick with COVID or that even have COVID were vaccinated in Israel. And Israel was the first to roll out a widespread vaccination program. They have 84% vaccinated. So that's an interesting number, that 84%. So we're probably going to see, we're about 50% fully vaccinated. So probably half the cases of people with COVID are going to be vaccinated. I think you can just extrapolate that out. Maybe probably a little higher here in the United States. We're probably a little more of an unfit nation compared to the Israelis. So, and then he's going, we don't know why. We don't know why. Maybe he hasn't been watching InfoWars, or we've been telling you what they've been doing. We've been telling you about the gain of function research. They're finally getting it. I mean, not everybody can be as woke as us, I guess. That's one thing to say. All right, we'll get into more when we come back. Netflix is losing 500,000 subscribers because they keep trying to push transgenderism down everybody's throat, and people are sick of it. So, yeah, we are taking it back. Just like Ron Johnson said, we are voting with our dollars. We'll be right back. You're watching The American Journal.
Listen, you've been gracious to come on in your car in a parking lot there in your minivan. We really appreciate you. But I want to talk about something. Keeping you operating and your thousands of employees, the spiral of the persecution, keeping InfoWars on air. Talk about 360 Win. I've already bought your products for years. Everybody I know loves your products, but you're offering them at the lowest price ever, literally, to our listeners with promo code Alex. And you've got dog beds, cat beds now. You've got incredible human beds that are revolutionary at a very low price. You've got your towels that are the big, that my wife loves, already had them before this. The pillows, obviously, and the Giza sheets and all of it. If people go to mypillow.com and at checkout, put in Alex, you get up to 66% off. And hey, a lot of you did it. It got some great support into InfoWars to keep us on air. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. And, you know, we talk a lot here about, from time to time, chemtrails, weather weapons. People say we're conspiracy theorists. Here we got an article from the Mirror UK. Dubai makes fake rain created by shocking clouds to tackle 50 degrees Celsius heat wave. Cloud shocking. So they use drone technology that shocks the clouds into producing rain. And you could tell the weather, I mean, here in, where are we at? Here in Austin, Texas, we've had some crazy rain this summer. And I don't remember it being like this. I remember one year, this is like in the 07 or 08, it rained every day in June. So every once in a while we have those. They want to call it climate change, but it doesn't happen every year. The next year it'll be fine. So they have footage that they've put out that shows their monsoon-like downpours battering cars that can only be seen in Southeastern Asian countries. And they basically take the drones and they seed the clouds. And they unleash... they also use, I guess, in addition to seeding, they have electrical charges that they pump into the clouds. And that's sort of the same technology that's used with HARP, where they're kind of heating the ionosphere and shooting that and directing it. But now they're just sending drones up. At one point, the downpours become so dramatic, concerns were raised over whether the technology had gone a step too far, as it had caused flooding. We have an interview with Ben Livingston that I think is in the InfoWars film section, father of weather weapons. And this is a guy, he was talking about, they were doing this in the 60s in Vietnam. They were seeding clouds and taking a really small cloud and making it giant and using it to try to wash out the Ho Chi Minh Trail, because that was the main corridor where weapons and food were traveling from North Vietnam into South Vietnam. It didn't work, but that's what they were trying to do with the weather. So we've been using weather as a weapon for a long time. The technology is only getting better. You have HARP arrays all over the earth, not just the one in Alaska. There's several. The Russians have one. And these things are basically used to manipulate the weather. So when people call you a tinfoil hat wearer, just say, hey, let's go watch the Dubai footage that they're creating. Here's a big win. We have some good news today, which is great. And I'm going to get to some Netflix news at the bottom of the hour. But big win. California Secretary of State forced to put Larry Elder back on the ballot. Judge, the alleged violation did not even apply. So that's going to take place September 14th is the recall election. And Larry Elder will be on there. I don't know if we've ever had him on the show. I think we might have had him a while back, but I don't know. But he's a good conservative voice. He's a man that's been around for a long time, and I can't wait to see him in the debates. And maybe this will push people to, oh, we can't vote for a black man. We have to vote for the transgender. So it'll be interesting to see who else jumps into this governor race. But the Sacramento Superior Court judge ruled in favor of Larry Elder in his lawsuit against California Secretary of State for disqualifying him from the upcoming recall election over petty redaction issues with his tax returns. The court mandated that he be added back to the ballot and be allowed to run against Bolshevik incumbent Governor Gavin Newsom. In a brief 20-minute hearing, the judge ruled that the election law that Elder was alleged to have broken did not even apply to a recall election. Even if it had, his campaign had substantially complied with all the requests that were given by the state. But, hey, you know, the state doesn't want to see a black man in conservative clothing get up there and talk to the people. So congratulations to Larry Elder. He got a fair judge. He commented that. So who knows? Maybe Larry Elder is the next governor of California. That would be a treat to watch the liberals freak out. And I'll go to this. I'll talk about this story, and then we're going to go to a Jim Jordan clip. I thought he really threw out a bunch of veritas concerning January 6th. Jim is banning people who've been vaccinated against COVID. The Fearless Boxing Club has banned vaccinated people. And these are the founders of Toronto's Fearless Boxing Club. According to an Instagram post, the vaccine policy states that people who've received the experimental COVID vaccine will no longer be accepted as members. The policy states the gym's current members include doctors, nurses, teachers, parents, and youth who feel safer waiting until more research is done on the side effects being discovered right now. And as we heard earlier, Senator Johnson got some information out from Israel that 84% of the people currently with COVID were vaccinated, and their vaccination rate's 84%. So, I mean, they're injecting them with it, essentially. And they create the spike proteins, and then they get tested, and then they have it. And then they spread those spike proteins. And this is something actually, I forget the actual term for it, but if you look up, I think it's self-replicating vaccine. So you vaccinate one person, and then he walks around as a little vaccine factory putting out spike proteins in the air or something of that effect, and thereby vaccinating those who don't want to be vaccinated. And they're coming out with the breathable vaccine where, you know, they'll put an air mask over you and say, now breathe. Oh, you just got our vaccine. How's that feel? So the Fearless Studios is founded by professional boxer Muhammad Abedin and professional dancer Crystal Roscoe. An Instagram bio states they were built in the lockdown, opened in the lockdown, and we're not going anywhere. So good for them. Good for them standing up, standing out, and making it happen. Let's go to this Jim Jordan clip. He breaks his silence on the January 6th Select Committee.
Thank you, Jim. The leader and Jim are exactly right. This has always been about politics, and today's actions of the speaker just confirm that. But frankly, and I've said this before, what else are they going to talk about? I mean, they're so focused on the January 6th committee. What else are they going to talk? Are they going to talk about crime? The fact that crime is up in every major urban area in this country? They're going to talk about the border crisis? I mean, think about this. March was the highest month on record for illegal crossings until April. April was the highest month on record until May. May was the highest month on record until June. Can't talk about that. They're going to talk about inflation? They're going to talk about the fact that the price of eggs is up, the price of milk is up, the price of bread is up, the price of gas is up, the price of an airline ticket is up, the price of a used, the price of everything is up. They can't talk about that. So they're going to be partisan, and they're going to focus on this. But as the leader said, and as Mr. Banks said, I don't think they're going to address the fundamental question. The fundamental question of why wasn't there a proper security presence at the Capitol that day? They're not going to address that. And only one person can answer that question. Only one. Speaker of the United States House of Representatives.
That's right.
My hunch is.
That's right.
My hunch is the reason they don't want to address that question, my hunch is
because
what happened all last year.
Yeah.
The Democrats normalized anarchy.
There you go.
They normalized rioting and looting.
That's what's going on. They want to crash your system around you. Are you going to let them? We'll be right back. You're watching the American Journal.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological. Even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological. Even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Take a minute to talk about the appointments to the January 6th Select Committee. The rhetoric that we have heard from the minority leader is disingenuous. The attack on this building on January 6th is the worst attack on this Capitol since 1814. It was an attack on our Constitution. We supported what would have been the very best option, which was a bipartisan independent commission. The minority leader opposed that. He lobbied against it in the Senate, and the Senate blocked it. The American people deserve to know what happened. The people who did this must be held accountable. There must be an investigation that is nonpartisan, that is sober, that is serious, that gets to the facts wherever they may lead. And at every opportunity, the minority leader has attempted to prevent the American people from understanding what happened, to block this investigation. Today,
right.
The speaker objected to...
Turn her off.
Yeah, speaker objected.
People of Wyoming, if you reelect this turd with a wig, you deserve what you get, okay? If you're going to buy the fact that she can raise $3 million and y'all can't put up a candidate to go against Darth Vader's daughter, you have something wrong with you. You need to wake up. You need to look at yourself and go, how the hell did this lady get elected, for one? Why is she still in there? Why have we not recalled her? I mean, she might as well be a communist at this point. She loves tyranny. She loves it. I wonder, did she speak out against the riots happening all summer? No, not Liz Cheney. No. She thought that was fine, I'm sure, because they weren't going to Wyoming. Nobody was rioting in Wyoming. Yeah, she likes them in those blue cities. She gets to control them. She gets to control them. Now, I told you I'd get to this Netflix story. Netflix loses 500,000 domestic subscribers as streamer pushes more woke content. The exodus reflects a growing public disenchantment with paid streaming services in general, but particularly Netflix, as Americans grow weary of rising prices, overhyped content, while embracing other forms of entertainment in the post-lockdown. Yeah, what people are doing is they're listening to podcasts, and they're sick and tired of this woke, I don't even know what you call it, woke programming pushed down their throats. And so I want to play why people are leaving. This is a trailer from its programs like this. And Michelle and Barack have created a Netflix animated series designed to reframe how children think about government and civic engineering. When I was a kid, we had, you know, ABC after school specials and the Conjunction Junction and I'm Just a Bill and stuff like that, that I think told us a lot about how government works in a very simplistic way. But now Michelle and Barack are really going to show us. So yeah, there's the old stuff teaching us how things, oh, the Conjunction Junction. Yeah, this and that.
this but not that. Not this but that. There we go. Or all the conjunctions. What's your function? Let's go see what Michelle and Barack are going to teach the kids.
Can I make a difference if I don't even know how?
Let's go on the musicians involved, directors, all kinds of people working on this. Wait, I just saw them voting in a ballot box. I don't think they've. So I don't think commies like to vote like that.
Education's gonna change the cycle. I am an American citizen. This ain't just a place I'm living. I got rights like elected president.
Okay, now let me start to tell y'all all about taxes. How much do you pay? Well, that depends on your bracket.
Stay in bed.
They're playing this music, and I got to describe this for radio listeners. It's a mishmash of multiculturalism. And, oh, did y'all just see that? I just saw the pyramid go into this little kid's hands. A pyramid actually lands in this kid's hands. So let's bring this down. Netflix is basically going to push more division. That's what this is. We the people. But only if you're not white. There's going to be one white kid who's probably trans in this series. Michelle also has a new show. Michelle's going to become a TV star. She's got a show called Waffles and Moki that will promote healthy eating and diverse foods from different cultures. You know what this is for? Let's show the picture of Michelle with the bee and the waffle and the little pea thing or whatever that is, the Moki. Yeah. She's going to be teaching you how to eat bugs right there. She won't be eating bugs. No, not Michelle Obama. But these puppets around her are going to be eating bugs. Oh, bugs are good. We like bugs. Oh, yeah. These are good bugs. And so you're going to then go ask your parents, Mom, can we get some crickets? Greg Reese has a good report he put out on. Oh, yeah. Don't forget Netflix made Cuties, or at least pushed it out of. Amongst people. So that's the pedo fest. But let's go to Greg Reese's report on Netflix. So this is the people who run your the programming that is programming your children. Here it is.
Known as the father of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud claimed his father molested all of his siblings. Freud was a cocaine addict, as well as a pedophile advocate who taught that children sexually lusted after their parents and that children who reported sexual abuse by adults had either imagined or fantasized the experience. He believed that women were the problem with society and all their problems stemmed from not having a penis. Freud's grandson, Sir Clement Freud, has been accused of molesting multiple young girls and was suspected in the disappearance of Madeleine McCann. Sigmund Freud's sister, Anna Freud, whom Freud claimed was regularly molested and abused by their perverted father, gave birth to Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, the father of propaganda. Bernays took his family's work in psychology and used it to help governments and corporations manipulate the minds of the public. Hired by the American Tobacco Company, Bernays manipulated women into buying more cigarettes by convincing them that smoking was a form of feminist liberation. During this propaganda campaign, he dubbed cigarettes torches of freedom. Thanks to Bernays and his family's twisted legacy, social engineering became big business. Modern psychology was used to exploit mankind's mental weaknesses, nurture the public's lower desires, and turn people into mindless consumers. Is it any surprise, then, that the great-nephew of Edward Bernays is none other than Mark Bernays Randolph, the co-founder and original CEO of Netflix? Does anyone really think this is a coincidence? Netflix has not only replaced network television as the premier home of pop culture, it is also continuing the degenerate, depraved social engineering of the Bernays-Freud legacy. In 13 Reasons Why, Netflix was accused of romanticizing suicide during a recent increase of teenage suicides. In The Devil Next Door, they were accused of rewriting history to deceive viewers into believing that Poland was responsible for establishing Nazi death camps. In The First Temptation of Christ, Jesus Christ is depicted as a homosexual. And a Texas grand jury indicted Netflix for depicting child sex in the movie Cuties. Netflix and chill, the new preferred method for brainwashing the masses.
All right, we'll be right back. Normalizing anarchy. Netflix and company.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for the product. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Jim Jordan hit the nail on the head. The Democrats are normalizing anarchy. That's what all this is. Normalizing that you don't have a border. Normalizing that white people are the cause of everything wrong in the society. Normalizing grown men dressing up as demons and having little children sit on their laps and being told to go to the man, go to the bearded woman. Yeah, you know, I think we need to play the, at some point, we're going to play the San Francisco choir, men's choir, the piece that we put together. So we don't need that now. We'll play it next hour. Just because we need to keep showing people that this is what they're normalizing. This is what's going on. And you need to wake up. You need to get activated. You need to be a bulwark in front of this steamroller that's coming down the road. Because one person can't stop it. But as the Diamond Hands like to say, well, they say apes together strong. I believe that's what they say. So let's look at some footage out of California. These are shoplifters that stroll out of TJ Maxx with arms full of merchandise.
Well, that looks great.
Wow.
Hold on.
Third, is that shopping bag full? They just walk out. And they'll go sell that stuff on the black market. And all this guy's allowed to do is videotape it. And nothing's going to happen.
What's up, guys?
Did you guys pay for that?
I want to see how far you guys get.
And see, that's just part of the society, too. Let's just film these people. Look, there's a guy walking out. Oh, show that still back there. He's walking out with just armfuls of blue jeans. TJ Maxx, probably, what, $20, $25 a piece, something like that? You know, so that, see, that gets them under the mark, though, because they don't prosecute misdemeanor crimes thanks to L.A. Attorney General George Gascon. He announced his office would no longer prosecute misdemeanor crimes. So anything under $950, they won't be prosecuted. So, you know, they didn't even run. They just walked out. And the LAPD sergeant was like, oh, that's sending a message. But the criminals are winning. That's called normalizing anarchy. So this is all part of a George Soros plan of normalizing anarchy. Like this. Democrat featured in infamous maskless flight pic calls for universal mask wearing. Okay, because putting masks on people's faces so they can't communicate is part of the anarchy. And that's Donna Howard, Texas state rep. She's one of the 60 Democrats who boarded. And she tested positive for COVID-19, which is probably bunk anyway. But we'll dip into that world for a second. Oh, and then she goes, the TSA exempts private non-commercial flights from the mask requirement. Yeah, but just because the TSA exempts it, I thought you were trying to be safe for everybody. Oh, y'all just went up and created a super spreader event. Oh, wow. But it's okay when you do it, right? And she's called for school children to be masked. My kids aren't being masked. And it says it in the Texas code that it's against the law to mask children and use it as a disciplinary tool. It says it right there. Right, it even says the word mask in the code. So parents are going to have to It's going to be a good fight. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it because my kids aren't wearing masks in school. They're not going to do it. And you're not going to punish them for it. And if you do, you're going to be part of a lawsuit. Just letting you know. Putting it out there, just like the Democrats do when they put it out there. Here's another one. Democrats planning civilian climate corps, millions paid at least 15 an hour. So this is the brown shirts right here, another version of the brown shirts. You know, first, the brown shirts telling you to wear the mask. And you have the brown shirts telling you social distance. Then you have the brown shirts telling you you couldn't have your store open. Then you have the brown shirts telling you you couldn't get together in large groups. And they tell you you can't talk. And now they're going to pay people $15 an hour, creating another subset of brown shirts to go around and say, you can't water your lawn. You have too many lights. You can't run your air conditioner. Let me see your thermostat. You're cutting your grass too much. Anything they can think of. Oh, you don't have an electric car? Oh, we're going to put you on a list. A group of Democrats is pushing for the creation of a civilian climate corps that could employ millions of young people at a minimum of $15 an hour as a way to tackle climate change. AOC was reintroduced as part of the Green New Deal, the Civilian Conservation Corps. But these people aren't going to do anything. They're not going to actually go out and, like, build paths or parts, you know, infrastructure in state parks. No, they're going to walk around with clipboards and ask if you got your vaccine because that's good for the environment. No, it's going to put millions of people back to work in the structure. These people don't want to work. You've told them that they don't need to work. You're going to give them money. So they don't want to work. So this is part of the normalizing anarchy. Create a system of people who don't want to do anything and put them in charge of your life. That's crazy. But that's normal in the Democrat world. All right, let's open up the phone lines because next hour I want to take a bunch of your calls. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And if you've called in the last few days, it's great talking with you, but let some other people in. Johnny Denmark, I'm looking at you. I'm talking to you. You're a great guy, but let's let some other people talk. And I think you have great stuff to say. Don't get me wrong. We actually floated the idea of giving you a 5-minute segment a couple times a week to get in and get your, because you're into this. Hey, it's good to be into this information. I'm glad you're out there. There should be more of you out there that are pouring through the information, looking for things, coming up with stuff that we're not. Give you another piece of good news. 28% of unvaccinated Americans say shot pose a greater risk than the virus. Well, that's good. I'd like to see that up to 50%. So we have 50% that have gotten fully vaccinated in this country. So that means another half that haven't got it. And then more than half of those people think the shot's really bad. So that's good. And there's probably, a few percentages like, I'm not getting a shot. I don't care. You know, they don't care one way or another. They're just not getting the shot. A new poll asked 1,700 U.S. adults whether COVID-19 virus or COVID-19 vaccines are the biggest threat to America. 37% of unvaccinated adults said the virus was the greatest threat, and 28% said the vaccine posed a greater risk to their health. Comparatively, 83% of immunized adults said the virus was the greatest risk to the public, while 5% said the shot was the greatest effect. The Delta variant continues to spread, but only 15% of unvaccinated adults said the variant makes them more likely to get vaccinated. Yeah. In fact, pull up a meme. It's not the bad meme. It is, wow, it was a few days ago I had that. Here we go. Here we go. So this shows the mainstream media trying to get in this guy's face, who's you, this is you, it's me, you, and they have their Delta variant fear in their hand. Hey, you got to look at this, Delta variant, millions in the hospital, we're all going to die, over and over and over again. And DJ Me's going, hey, get out of here. We're done with that. We're done with that. You guys had your chance and you ruined it. And you tried to create a world government. And you might get away with it in most of the world, but you're not going to get away with it here. People are done. People saw that you were full of it. They saw that this was nothing more than to get a vaccine, a jab, not even a vaccine, into people's arms. So, Eric Clapton says he won't play shows where proof of vaccine is required. Good for you, Eric Clapton. But see, he can stand up. He's got cojones. He can stand up. He's been around. He's seen it. Hats off to Eric Clapton. And hats off to everybody else who are standing against this tyranny that we currently face.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars. A 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
So Europe, welcome everybody back to The American Journal. Europe, people are waking up. UK, they're protesting. France, they're protesting because they've pushed them up against the wall and they've given them no place to go. So France has totally erupted against the COVID tyranny, and this is good to see. It's good to see other people waking up. And in fact, the United States has been pretty lacking in terms of COVID protesting, because I think the stigma of protesting has been is now a bad taste in people's mouths, because they see all these protests always turn into riots, because there's always one side that's going to come in and try to disrupt what's going on. So let's go to this report. France erupts against COVID tyranny. Here it is.
Fragmented global architecture is not fit anymore for purpose in the 21st century. It's high time for a great reset.
On August 1st, President Emmanuel Macron's France will require a COVID-19 health pass for anyone entering a restaurant or cafe, a shopping center, hospital, or taking a long-distance train due to the fear-mongering surrounding the dreaded Delta variant.
Vaccinations are really about individual freedom. Everyone can choose. That's not the theme here today. The theme is about the absence of freedom that is unfortunately continuing to grow in this country. That's it. They're taking away our freedoms little by little. Vaccinated or not, we are all together.
Beginning July 21st, anyone over the age of 12 will also be required to show the pass to visit a movie theater, a museum, a live theater, a theme park, or cultural center. Macron's government also decided to make vaccines compulsory for all healthcare workers.
We need to strive for having vaccination levels at near 100% across France, because that is the only way we will have a sound future. This is why, for those healthcareers and working in hospitals, clinics, retirement homes, people working in disabled care facilities, anyone who works in a professional capacity or volunteer capacity, working with the elderly or the most fragile people at home, they will have to be vaccinated without waiting. It is compulsory for them. As of the 15th of September, checks will be carried out and fines and sanctions will be handed down for anyone who is not vaccinated. For all of those people who, for the time being, have had no dose of the vaccine, we have options available for you.
Macron's big stick approach is slightly being walked back, but the penalties under the draconian law mean that people in France who enter a bar or a restaurant without a COVID pass face 6 months in jail, while business owners that fail to check their status face a one-year prison sentence and a 45,000 euro fine. Known officially as the EU Digital COVID Certificate, the pass shows whether a person has been vaccinated against COVID-19, tested negative, or recovered from COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Mockingbird media continues to fuel the tyranny plaguing humanity.
This Delta variant has me very concerned. As long as there are these clusters of people who have not been vaccinated, I mean, can the Delta variant eventually penetrate the protection we thought we had from the vaccine. Wow.
As long as the virus is alive and proliferating, there is the possibility for mutations that could potentially evade the immunity of the vaccines that we have.
As protesters in the French provinces of Canada refuse semis hauling vaccines,
for the news people, please don't lie.
So we're being asked to let a vaccine truck through because vaccines are important. But yet if we're vaccinated, we aren't allowed to travel. So how are the vaccines important? No vaccines.
Back in France, the rioting and large-scale protests have already reached colossal proportions as the French people grapple with Macron's full-blown dictatorship, all in the name of the advancement of a new world order. John Bowne reporting.
Vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Coming to everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So if you're traveling to the Vancouver airport, this is what it looks like. They now have a fully vaccinated passengers and unvaccinated passengers. And one day, the unvaccinated passengers will go to a different place than the vaccinated passengers. You're not going to both end up getting on the plane. Oh, no. It's going to be different. Unless you stand up. Like the people of France are doing. The people of the UK are doing. People here in the United States are doing it too. We're doing it a little different. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Patrick in Boston. Culture wars don't matter. Tell us why, Patrick.
Well, I would say, Rob, that we both kind of grew up in the same era. I think we're around the same age. And, you know, we both watched The Electric Company and PBS and all this stuff, Sesame Street. And we have drastically different opinions. So I just don't think that the whole idea that culture war is like, you know, what's put out on mainstream media necessarily informs people's opinions. I think we come to our own conclusions as we come to them. And I just don't believe this whole culture war stuff is real. I think it's a disingenuous argument. I think it's meant to divide us. And I don't buy it, man. I don't buy it. What do you think?
Well, I think there are people that are not as aware. I wouldn't say they're dumber than you. They're just not aware of what's going on because they've been brought up in a matrix type cocoon where they believe the stuff they see. They think this Delta variant is really killing people. They think that children should wear masks because the people on TV tell them to. They think if you don't have a vaccine, you shouldn't be allowed to go to certain places. And so I would say that's all part of the culture war too. And that those messages are being imprinted everywhere.
If we're being honest about the culture war, I think that Owen Schroyer should be able to use the men's room if that's how he identifies that day. But we're going to get to a point where there is no actual objective reality at some point.
I agree. There's so many phones and so many narratives and so many ways people can we. I feel you. I don't know what's real sometimes. I see this stuff like that clip that they just put up of that white faced creature screaming at a cop. What was that?
Yeah, but I
just like a work of art.
I think the way to win the culture war is to ignore the culture. Just say, look, man, this stuff doesn't matter. And the public policy matters, laws matter, and things of this nature. Drag Queen Story Hour is some joke that I personally don't agree with. But, I mean, like, just ignore this stuff because it'll go away.
It'll go away.
Seriously.
It's not going away, bro. It's not going away.
There was no Drag Queen Story Hour
when we were kids, okay?
No,
this is something new that they are pushing. They're pushing this thing so hard. They're trying to force this down everybody's throat. And it's everywhere. You could look. The stories that we bring up aren't even probably 10% of what the stories are that exist of Drag Queen Story Hour being. It's in every city.
No, I live in the most liberal city in the country, in Boston, Massachusetts, and there is no Drag Queen Story Hour here. I'm telling you, this is a thing that will die on the vine if you just ignore it. Just don't pay attention to it, and it'll go away. We have to understand that the nonsense culture wars are nonsense culture wars. We don't need to participate in this stuff. We've got a lot of serious foreign policy stuff we have to deal with. We've got a lot of economic stuff we have to deal with. And this is not important, man. This is nonsense, distraction, BS. Seriously, it is.
Well, let me tell you this. The culture wars now have put up signs at airports saying fully vaccinated people and unvaccinated people.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what? I'm not for that either, but you know.
But I'm saying that's a culture war right there. Vaccinated between unvaccinated. That's where it's gone to. Okay.
I hear you.
And it's all about what they want to do with your body. Oh, let's see. Is this an event, a Drag Queen Story Hour in Dorchester, Massachusetts? How far is that?
Where I live for 7 years, by the way.
Oh, Drag Queen Story Hour event right there. Yeah. It's not coming to you, huh? It's coming, brother.
Yeah, but I don't look, man.
Yeah, I know. Do you have kids though? Do you have kids that go to the library? Probably not. That's why you don't know about it.
I don't have kids, but I disagree with Drag Queen Story Hour strongly, man, bigly.
I'm not saying you do agree with it. What I'm saying is they're pushing this crap down everybody's throat, and it's in every TV show, and it's in children's cartoons. I see a lot of it because I have kids, and they show me stuff.
I think it's going to die on the vine. I don't think it's going to exist in a year. I think we can kill it. And I don't agree with it, man. I think it's wrong. I think it's ridiculous and silly and everything that you you know, think about it, I think it's wrong. But, you know, I just don't think this is the hill you want to die on.
Yes, I think protecting children is the hill I want to die on. But thank you for your call.
I don't mean that.
Patrick, go ahead. I know you don't mean that, but I'm saying this is normalizing this weird behavior for little kids, and this is going to have reverberations throughout our society. And kids don't need to see this stuff. This is not children's entertainment. I'm sorry. It's not children's entertainment. This is for grown men to go to bars and get all sweaty and stinky with each other. That's fine. I don't care. In fact, I think some of that stuff is funny, but it ain't funny pushing it to little kids. It's confusing to little kids. And you can't sit there and say that this screws up their biology. So later in life, they don't want to have a family. They don't think that would be normal. And that's already happening. There's plenty of kids. The birth rate's going down, brother. The culture war is do not have kids. That's part of a depopulation culture war, what you're seeing right there. That is normalizing anarchy. But I thank you for the call. This is a good discussion. Let's go to Matthew in New Hampshire. A lot of East Coasters today. Go ahead, Matthew. Or Matt, sorry.
Hey. Rob Dew, how you doing, man?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, I love what you're doing, I got to say. And it's with Patrick, I'm originally from Boston myself, moved up to New Hampshire a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Yeah, I see what he's saying, but I totally agree with you. Like, you have to put up a fight against this stuff, and it's great. I mean,
well, look, that San Francisco San Francisco men's choir, gay men's choir, they put out a song saying, "We're coming for your children." And you know what happened? People pushed back and said, "No, you are not going to sing that song and not get any pushback from it." And they pulled it down. They're like, "You guys don't know what you're talking about. And I'm going to make you guys sit through it now." Bottom of the second hour, we're going to find this video that I had to put together and suffer through. I'm going to make you suffer through it because this is what they want to do. And this is all, it's not just, oh, cutesy drag queen story hour. There's a disgusting agenda behind it. Go ahead, Matt. Sorry.
Yep. So I wanted to bring up the fact checkers deceiving folks on this new thing that's going out where the Red Cross isn't accepting blood donations for people who are vaccinated. So fact checkers are saying that's untrue. And then they go on a tirade of evidence of why it's not true. But what is true, and I found it on Red Cross website, front and center, if you've been vaccinated, you cannot donate blood plasma. They call it convalescent blood plasma. Right. Now, I'm O negative. I've given blood many times, you know, in college. I used to love to do it and then pound two beers and, you know, my knees would buckle.
I don't know if they've
been. Good times. But so I'm reading this. So I know that the blood plasma is the most precious. It's the most, you know, potent, whatever. It has the most clinical use or something. So it's very, very important, very rare. So you can't give that if you have a vaccine. They don't mention that anywhere. That's a poignant fact. No?
No, it is. And that's like the 99% of the people who've died have been unvaccinated. That's just messing with the statistics.
That's right.
And because they had such a big pile of people that have already... they claim to have died of COVID. Like the 600,000 in the United States is a total bunk number. It's probably close to 100,000 people died from a bad flu, but they turned it into COVID-19 or whatever. Who knows? All these flus might have been different COVID versions that they just didn't have the ability to scare people enough into locking them down. And now they have.
And the symptoms are identical to the flu. Like I used to get the flu. I used to get colds. And I'd lose my sense of taste and smell. Everyone knew that. You'd be like, oh, no, I got a cold. I can't taste my food right now. I got a flu. Everyone knew that. They make it seem like this is something new. This is some absurd symptom that's like, you know, whatever, but...
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. At 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them.
for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological. Even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3-month, 6-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
At the age of 5, my mother said I was gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man.
Welcome back to the American Journal.
Way past 21.
I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thank you for joining me. I want to tell you about my guest coming up in the third hour, David Pine. Is the Utah director of the EMP Task Force on National Homeland Security and a member of the Secure the Grid Coalition. So if you're into EMPs and how to defeat them, you're going to want to stay tuned. And if you're not into it, stay tuned anyway. You may learn something you didn't know. One thing I know for certain is without your support, we would not be here right now. And it's been quite a journey working here at InfoWars and seeing the people calling in. Just we had there some good heated discussions. I wanted to go back to Matt if he's still there. Did he hang up? Oh, he dropped. I was going to go back to him and let him finish because I was into listening to what he was saying. I got it. Did not pay attention to the clock. But it's your support that we appreciate, that we need. And, you know, we don't get grants from the government. We don't get Jeff Bezos giving us $100 million like he just gave to Van Jones. So Van Jones, who I don't think is a total bad guy, he can give that money away. But we get it by going. We get to keep going because of your support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out some of the amazing items we have. Right now we got the green fiber capsules, 50% off. It's made with our seven organic greens that contain natural enzymes. So just one serving of the greens fiber caps contain as much fiber as three cups of lettuce. They also have wheatgrass, flax sprouts, and five other greens, organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, cilantro leaf, kale leaf, and quinoa sprouts. So seven greens total, plus the amino acid blend, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It keeps us going. Now, I was actually looking to see what else was in the InfoWars store. And I also noticed that vitamin D we still have in stock, and it's still at 50% off. And it's got a 4.9 reviews. It's got 700 reviews. I'm trying to go to that review thing right now, but I don't know if it's getting caught up in the phone. Or I haven't upgraded. I don't upgrade my phone ever because once it works, I don't mess with it. And so this doesn't have the COVID tracker on it, so sometimes things don't go to it. But there you can see the 4.9 reviews. Go check it out for yourself on the amazing benefits of vitamin D. It also has vitamin K mixed in with it, which you need, especially if you're pregnant. They always want to give you the vitamin K shot, your baby. We got to give your baby a vitamin K shot. Well, if you have your vitamin K levels high, you don't need to worry about that. Another good food to eat is kale. Sherry Tenpenny, I called her up and I said, they want to give my baby a vitamin K shot. What do I do? She goes, just tell your wife to eat a bunch of kale. She'll be fine. This is years ago. I think this is the second or third boy. So also Down and Out, 50% off. Knockout, looks like it is 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, not 50% off, but Ultimate Krill Oil is badass. I take that every day. That along with the Honor Roll. Pollen Block. It's 2620. 4.8 star reviews. And the Fizzy Magnesium, 1995. So check all those out. InfoWarsStore.com. We have all kinds of specials and deals that are still running. Read the reviews. See what you think. Because one way to be able to see the normalized anarchy that's coming at you is to have a clear body and a clear mind. And one way to do that is exercise. But another way to do that is to take supplements, because we don't get the vitamins and minerals that we used to get out of food because of the depleted soil. So we have to supplement. And hey, that's what all the big insiders do. You know, the Newsweeks and the lower level magazines will try to say, oh, there's new studies. You don't need vitamin C. You don't need any of this stuff. Okay. You can listen to them. You can listen to them. And you can jump into that pool and get your two vaccines, just like they said, because that's what they want to do. All right. Let's go to Donovan in Ohio. Got vaccinated. Let's see. Mom got vaccinated. Didn't tell him. Oh, and then she got sick. All right, tell me the story, Donovan. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
So first off, I'd like to apologize for any background noise. I'm at a weld shop, so it's kind of unavoidable.
Yeah, go ahead. It's all right. Go ahead.
So my mom was pretty much leading me on that she was under the same page that she wasn't going to get vaccinated. She ended up coming out, and about 24 hours later, I got really, really sick. I mean, like 104 degrees, probably the second highest fever I've ever had in my entire life. And I just had a gut instinct, hey, maybe she got the vaccine. So I called her, and she did.
about 72 hours before she came out. So.
And so do you live with your mom?
No. I'm out in rural Ohio. She's in the city.
But you saw her after she got vaccinated, but you didn't know she was vaccinated?
Yeah, that's correct. She came out and visited me and my kids, and she didn't tell me. And the day after, you know, I came down with something, I don't know, 104 degrees.
Hey, well, you know, the bright side is you probably have natural immunity now.
Yeah, it was definitely weird. It lasted about 12 to 13 hours, and just sweating, fever, and chills. It felt like I was in the Arctic, but it was like 80 degrees outside, you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I personally, when I get a fever, I just try to wrap up and work through that fever. Because when you take these fever suppressant drugs, all that does is prolong what's going to happen. And you can knock most things you can knock out in 2 days.
Exactly. Yeah. I kind of, every time I got cold, I got in the shower, I drank vinegar and, you know, vitamin C packets and, D, magnesium, et cetera. And, I ended up feeling pretty good, pretty quick. But, I went off on her a little bit after that happened. And, my grandma actually disowned me, for questioning the vaccine. These are both city people, right? I am not. So
yeah.
It's rough, man.
What kind did your grandma and your mom get? Do you know?
Pfizer.
Yeah. Well, hey, we just, you know what? When we come back from break, just for you, let's play the clip of the egghead talking about, oh, it just lowers your immunity by 7 times, a factor of 7. You know, but hey, we got to make sure that we get those old people in line for the third shot. That's my favorite part of the whole clip. After he tells you it kills your immune system, but we're going to give you a third shot. I don't know how that's going to help. But hey, we'll let the doctor explain it. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I didn't go to medical school. So, I mean, what do I know? That's right. Lay down and die.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for a few weeks.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take 2 shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now. Listen, you've been gracious to come on in your car in a parking lot there in your minivan. We really appreciate you. But I want to talk about something. Keeping you operating and your thousands of employees, the spiral of the persecution, keeping InfoWars on air. Talk about 360 Win. I've already bought your products for years. Everybody I know loves your products. But you're offering them at the lowest price ever.
literally to our listeners with promo code Alex, and you've got dog beds, cat beds now. You've got incredible human beds that are revolutionary at a very low price. You've got your towels that are the big that my wife loves. Already had them before this. The pillows, obviously, and the Giza sheets and all of it. If people go to MyPillow.com and at checkout put in Alex, you get up to 66% off. And hey, a lot of you did it. It got some great support into InfoWars to keep us on air. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which
block
the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. So we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
Okay, did you get that from the egghead? Two shots destroy your immunity. They just substantially lower. They get rid of the, what do you say, special forces of your immune system, the antibodies, the gold standard. They get rid of those. So we have to prioritize a third shot, okay? Normalizing anarchy. There it is. There's the doctor, normalizing anarchy. We're just going to keep giving you shots until you die. And then you don't have COVID anymore because you're dead. Wow. So you listen to stuff like that, and then let's just roll the video out of the CNN town hall with Joe Biden where he could barely speak. Wow, look at that. Oh, wait. Look at all the people. Look at all these people. There's probably as many crew as people in the crowd. Look at that. Look at all the people that wanted to go see Joe Biden speak. I'm surprised they didn't put circles everywhere. Everything is fake about this person. Everything. From his campaign, to his stances, to his election, to his fake presidency. There you go. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas City. She wants to jump in here on the culture war. Go ahead, Sherry.
Just wanting to comment about Patrick from Boston.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. So he said it will go away if we ignore. False. A bully will bully you as long as you let them. Patriots who fought and died for this country didn't ignore anything. They didn't have cell phones, cars, or the internet. We can't just sit by idly by and stick our heads in the sand like an ostrich. And I think that These are all distractions to what's really going on, and people are ignoring that too. The news with Fauci and everything happening with, they're just hiding what's happening in France and the UK because people are rising up against the forced vaccines.
Sure, and notice that now that they've banned pretty much everybody on social media, on the big social media platforms, you don't see that stuff. Although it's still getting out there. We're still showing it. We're still showing it. Right. Because it's important that this stuff, this weekend, even Paul Watson said he's going to go to a protest. I think the fact that Paul Watson is leaving his apartment in itself is a miracle. So we should applaud. We should applaud him going out there and protesting with his fellow countrymen.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
You have to do something. You can't. That's how sleep. Like Japan described us as the sleeping giant. We feared they had awakened a sleeping giant.
Right.
And it's worse now. It's not like we're asleep. It's like people, like the Boston guy, which I'm disappointed in that.
Yeah. You know. I see where he's coming from, though. But you know what? It's good. It's good, Sherry, that we have a guy like that who calls in and says, you know, I think we can ignore it because there's probably 5,000 people listening right now that kind of feel the same way. Man, if we don't worry about it, man, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Yeah, we will be all right. But we're not going to be all right if we all ignore it. Like you could ignore it. You're fine. You don't have kids. I'm not ignoring this stuff. In fact, I'm about to put it in your face a whole lot more. Let's just see what the San Francisco men's choir has to say about what they want to do with your children.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
You could be a drag queen superhero.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate. We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children.
You can go watch the full thing in the Hot Videos channel. In fact, you should get that and share that with people, as disgusting as it is. Not because you're proud of it, but it's Russia's cover after pedophilia accusations. Yeah. I mean, literally claiming they're coming for your children. And these guys here, when they're sitting in the hospital, I think one of them ended up dying recently, but These guys were like having Desmond is Amazing on, who we saw dancing in a club for money. Because that's what you want to teach your, you know, 11-year-old to do, to dress up like a woman, or your males dress up like a woman and go dance for money. Hey, but you know what? Our government normalized it. We protected it in Afghanistan. It went on all the time in Afghanistan. They have this thing where they call the little boys Cheskas, and the older men take little boys and use them for fun because, you know, women are for procreation and little boys are for fun. And, you know, we didn't stop that going on. So, and there's probably veterans out there that know exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, I heard this straight out of a veteran's mouth. You know, so we got a lot of problems that we have to come to grips with. A lot of problems. When we come back, we got one more segment left in this hour. Oh, that's right. Thank you. We're actually, when we come back from this segment, we're going to play a video from Christy Lee, former mainstream media host. And she's been putting out videos lately. She interviewed Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, and this will be her five takeaways from that. And it'll last most of the segment. But you guys stay on the line. We're going to have our guest, David Pine, at least for the first half hour, and maybe he'll take some questions with you, and we'll move on from there as we go along this path.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Five key takeaways. I'm compelled that Dr. Malone got a COVID-19 vaccine himself, but also has concerns. He was able to break down his motivations for speaking out versus the tangled web of conflicts of interest that keep up what he calls the noble lie, and how it's this very web of power and financial interests that leads to the arbitrary hammer of censorship.
People ask me, why did you take the vaccine with all that you know them now? Well, number one, that was months ago. And I didn't know all I know now. The information is just coming out in a flood.
Dr. Malone says he and his wife got the vaccine because several months ago he was told it would help with his long COVID symptoms. But now he has other symptoms.
It was probably a bad idea. The hypertension is new onset. I was going to say both Jill and I had a fancy term is narcolepsy. The sleepiness after receiving the vaccine that lasted quite severely for a few days, I still have narcolepsy.
As Dr. Malone pours over data, he has other concerns.
The public health community has to look at this objectively and rigorously and critically. Vaccination seems to be partially protective against disease for Delta, but there's some signs in the data that people that have been vaccinated and get infected by Delta may be at a slightly higher risk for death.
It's this concern and the lack of bioethics in this outbreak approach that motivate Dr. Malone to speak up.
So the FDA made a conscious decision not to require the pharmaceutical companies to do very active follow-up on safety during this emergency use authorization period. Now, if they had done that, we wouldn't be having all of these fights over what do the data mean and whether or not VAERS is any good and goes on and on. And now we've got some serious biostatisticians and others that are looking at that data, looking at the official CDC numbers and finding that in their estimates and their calculations, and these are people experienced in doing this kind of thing for the insurance agencies, to their eye, based on the CDC's own data, for instance, it looks like we would anticipate that there will be more deaths in adolescents from receipt of the vaccine than there would be from infection by the virus. I think the logic of vaccinating children, adolescents, young adults, and this includes the mandated vaccination of college kids in order to come back to school, that those things are not ethically supportable, and they're not supported by the actual data, the epidemiologic data. And there is risk. It's not an enormous risk, but it's not nothing either. And we were being told that there was no risk. And now we're being told, well, there's some risk, but blah, blah, blah. Maybe it's just small and it's VAERS and VAERS is crummy and you go through this whole logic train. But to my standpoint, the numbers don't add up.
So while concerns is predominantly about the safety of children, what's the motivation to silence concerns?
everybody is dependent on Tony's goodwill to get funded. He directly makes final decisions about who gets money and who doesn't, and what research area gets funded and what research area doesn't get funded. He has enormous power.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator.
And as you saw from the Washington Post emails, he's quite comfortable I can say the noble lie. He's quite comfortable with the noble lie, the idea that it is okay for high-status individuals and leaders to lie to the public in because they believe that's in the common good. There are enormous financial stakes here that are distorting all of these decisions, and that it's just almost impossible to disentangle the network of conflicts of interest when you have. You know, for instance, the thing that got me kicked off of LinkedIn was outing the chairman of the board of Reuters for also sitting on the board of directors of Pfizer. And these relationships exist. The pharmaceutical industry, as you know, I'm sure, controls about 25% of the U.S. economy. And they've done a great job of converting that into political power through targeted giving, let's say, to Senate and House members. They've been hugely successful. They got this major cash engine, and they've turned it back on us because they don't want to be regulated. They want to do whatever they want to do, and they want to make their profit. That's the beast that we've created. And we're not able anymore to put a leash on this beast. The beast owns the leash.
And the internet is increasingly on that leash, particularly social media.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals.
What I am experiencing is that the Trusted News Initiative has tied together big tech, big media, government, and pharma to control the message really tightly. And then what we've been able to track, this isn't crazy conspiracy talk, is that there are contracts that have been issued by the World Health Organization, among others, to places like Facebook, which then have issued subcontracts to these pop-up fact-checking, quote-unquote, entities. That are, and people have sent me the adverts that, you know, this is like, so they're advertising for people, that can, you know, people call themselves journalists, but they haven't any kind of credentials like you have that, you know, so 20 somethings in hoodies are now writing smear pieces against me. They have no background in science. They admit they have no background in science. They admit they have no comprehension of what they're writing about, but they're being paid to try to smear my reputation. And that's happening all over the world in various different ways to physicians and scientists. Science requires dissenting voices. We can't do good science unless we have, I like to call it a chorus of people singing together. But we have to have people that are able to challenge the dominant narrative in order to do good science. I don't know where the bottom is, where, how far are we willing to fall? How corrupt are we willing to be? How far are we willing to stray from evidence-based medicine? In honesty to the public.
Dr. Malone says it's best for the public to come together.
I don't think that it's helpful for us to fight with each other. I really think that if we can drop the rhetoric a bit and try not to go into our foxholes, which is easy to do, and we do it again and again, and a case can be made that the media likes to put us in the foxholes. They love this us versus them, pro-science, anti-science, pro-vax. I'm now being labeled as an anti-vaxxer.
I find this amazing. You know, 30 years in of spending my career developing vaccines and I'm an anti-vaxxer. Yeah, that makes sense. Say, hey, what really makes us Americans? What is it that we really want? Do we still believe in these things of freedom of speech and personal rights? Or are we good to go with a Chinese model because it'll give us more goodies? If we can, I think it the way out of the woods is we need to try to be nice to each other, listen to each other. This is like, you know, Rodney King, can't we all get along?
Right.
I feel like I'm channeling that, but this is not a time for division. This is a time to come together and focus on how do we protect ourselves and our particularly our children.
See, even the inventor of the mRNA vaccine is freaking out over this normalized anarchy. And that's how you know we're winning, because even people that are just oblivious and doing their jobs and working are going, wait a minute, I'm creating something that's killing people? Hey, maybe we should look at, oh, now I'm being attacked for just saying maybe we should look at things? Wow. All right, third hour coming up of the American Journal. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining us. We will still go to your calls, too, so hang on tight. We'll be back.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
This dog will hunt. I'm not a slave of these people. I don't feel safe with them running things. I've already had them try to hire me. But the empty feeling of even thinking of getting on an airplane and flying to New York City and meeting with them and then getting my position with them where they would be in control of my life and cut me out of whatever they wanted to and then have me commit evil against humanity, that made me feel lonely. That made me feel weak. But staring into their attacks, staring into them wanting to put me in prison or even kill me right now, it's not a bravado. It's not macho. It's nothing. I just feel so close to God right now that I just could not imagine anybody that serves these Satanists. And so you see the headlines everywhere. Christians are terrorists. Gun owners are terrorists. White people are terrorists. People who don't want to take shots are terrorists. People that question elections are terrorists. The Republican Party are terrorists. And that's only because those are the few avenues that the devil knew would end up having some chance at an avenue for us to come together and say no. And so at the end of the day, realize it's all in God's hands. It's all God's plan. And I don't want them to win. I want them to know they're losers that serve Satan. They joined the loser. I'm sad they did. I just thank God Almighty that I have enough of a connection to God to know that this communist evil is wrong. Because this is a stress test. Bill Gates and Bill Gates Sr. and Ted Turner and Fauci and Judy Woodruff and Barbara Walters and all of them go to these globalist meetings with George Soros and discuss depopulation. That's the meeting we're showing on screen. And you got right there in the blue, that's was that Anderson Cooper's mommy. And I can tell you, when you stand before the Creator, you think you're so big and powerful, you're such big satanic architects, your little satanic God is going to fail, and you are going to be sucked into a black hole of people like you forever. For eternity, you are going to be with people just like you. You know, I've already prayed about 6 months ago to be given peace. And I need to pray more because it was a very earnest prayer. And I had a dream that night where I was taken to what you could describe as the pearly gates and the streets of gold and all of it was beyond that. It was unbelievable. And it was a feeling I never experienced of total completion and timelessness and beyond completion, absolute satisfaction, total, complete peace. And the angel that was there with me, you didn't see him because it was giving me this tour, said, can you imagine what it's like with them? It's the opposite of this. It's all of them together forever. I said, show me that. And I was shown it. Those old men crouched over in the dark with bags of dirt, like staring at the dirt. You know, like it made me think of the song by Trent Reznor that was then done by Johnny Cash, Hurt. What have I become, my sweetest friend? It talks about my empire of dirt. And I mean, that's really it. These people in this whole universe, this whole system, think going against God, playing God, they're going to be gods. I mean, you know it's a joke. You know it's a fraud. You know they're not going to get what they want. You know they're going to fail. So we just better do our best job reaching out to other people that still have free will to help lead God and direct him to the light of God so they're not destroyed by these people.
Welcome back to the American Journal. Coming up next will be my special guest, David Pine, director of the National EMP Task Force. He's the Utah director of the National Task Force and on Homeland Security, the EMP Task Force. And he's a former United States Army officer. So we're going to get into the current geopolitical strategy of our country now and what Trump was doing and why it could have worked and what Biden's going to do to unravel that. We'll be right back after this short break.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the third hour of the American Journal. My guest is David Pine, director of the National EMP Task Force. And he's got a WorldNet Daily article that he wrote in October of 2019 talking about a comprehensive agreement between China and Russia, which I think involves getting rid of some of these old World War II alliances that have happened or that happened since then and moving on to a different where the countries are working out individual treaties. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Sure. So let's get into that. You were talking about Donald Trump's desire to get out of NATO and why that was, you know, a little more of a forward thinking idea. And why are we still stuck in these old World War II alliances, and what's wrong with them, and what can we do better?
Well, first to start out with, a lot of people realize that great power alliances have actually been responsible for the outbreak of two world wars. If France and Russia and Great Britain hadn't been allies, Germany wouldn't have felt surrounded and wouldn't have invaded France starting World War I. And then, similarly with World War II, France didn't want to get into World War II over Poland. And Britain's alliance with Poland made them refuse to negotiate. So, what we've been stuck in is kind of a mindset of trying to fight the last war, and that affects a lot of different things. And we are fighting a new Cold War. So I don't want to minimize the threat of Russia. The threat of Russia has really never been greater, even during the Cold War. What kept the nuclear peace during the Cold War is that we had a rough balance, a rough parity in nuclear weapons and other strategic weapon systems with the Soviet Union, and that's something we don't have today. Russia actually has about 50% more deployed strategic nuclear weapons than we have. They have over 2,400. Their goal is about 3,300. We currently have 1,600, and then China is currently building an arsenal of about 2,400 as well. And we it's interesting. Back in the old days, in the post Cold War days, the Center for Security Studies, which I used to work for under Frank Gaffney, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense, would be advocating for preserving our nuclear deterrent and not rebuilding it, I guess. But at this point, we've unilaterally disarmed of about 94% of our nuclear arsenal. And so it's really critical that we start building it back. And I have ideas on how to do that without actually having to build any new nuclear warheads as well, because we have 2,000 in reserve. But in terms of what we need to do going forward, you know, President Trump, he ran on peace with Russia, essentially. He wanted to have a kind of a new detente, a new understanding with Russia that would kind of diffuse the tensions we've been seeing and reduce the chance of nuclear war breaking out. And he was willing to consider, the U.S. leaving NATO to do so. And the reason that would be a good thing, or a forward-thinking idea, as you mentioned, is that it is, our alliances with Eastern Europe, right on Russia's doorstep, especially the Baltic states, have been a provocation to Russia, that is, because those are former Soviet republics. And so they, and they want them back, and it, not necessarily, they don't have to be, annexed by Putin, but they want them kind of in their sphere of influence. And that's what, Putin's number one goal has been to reestablish a Russian sphere of influence that's recognized. They have a sphere of influence with Ukraine and other former Soviet republics, but one that's recognized by the West. And so that's certainly a part of the solution. We had a sphere of influence agreement with Yalta, and there was, controversial, of course. It was supported by both Churchill and FDR. Because it was with, the Soviet Union, and they were cold-blooded murderers. Russia doesn't really meet that definition today. Certainly not, on a genocidal level that we saw with the Soviet Union and Joseph Stalin, but communist China does. And, we also, I think we need to kind of pull back our, kind of any defense commitment we have with Ukraine and Taiwan. We don't have any, actually, no formal defense commitment, but we have had a lot of saber rattling over Taiwan and Ukraine. I think that's a mistake.
Well, and I believe China just recently said they would nuke Japan if they got involved in a conflict with China going in to re-annex Taiwan. That to me is pretty outlandish for them to say that, and very provocative. Why do they still think they have a claim to Taiwan after all these years? And do you think the U.S. should get involved if the Chinese invade Taiwan?
For many years, I've advocated giving Taiwan nuclear weapons so they can defend themselves. But we've reached a point where the correlation of forces have shifted so markedly against the United States, especially in the region where China, has overwhelming regional superiority in terms of, theater nuclear weapons, naval superiority, air and missile superiority. They have thousands of dual-purpose ballistic missiles, cruise missiles, all of which are nuclear capable. As many as 4,400. We only have like 700 or 800 ballistic missiles in our entire nuclear inventory. And granted, most of those are medium-range ballistic missiles. But there's really just no chance that we would win a war with China over Taiwan. And a very high chance that they would strike our homeland either preemptively or at the first sign of us, sending carrier air groups to try to stymie their invasion. And so it's a very dangerous and provocative policy. And, we don't really recognize so many of our members of Congress, even on the Republican side, they view us as this myth about the sole surviving superpower. We live in a unipolar world. I mean, it's just outlandish and ridiculous. Russia never gave up its nuclear weapons. They've had more nuclear weapons than we have consistently since the 1980s. There was a time when we had nuclear supremacy, obviously back in the 40s and 50s, but those days are long gone, and we can't keep acting like we're the strongest military power on Earth, because we haven't been since the 60s.
Now, why is it in these treaties where, I guess, we're drawing down nuclear arms, we seem to do our part, but the other countries don't, live up to their part of the bargain? We kind of see this with these climate treaties that we go into, where we're having to cut our emissions, but places like China aren't. They're allowed to just continue to grow. Why is this who's involved with this one-sided approach?
So it goes way back to a document back in the 1960s. There was a document that was kind of published by some folks that may have been the Council on Foreign Relations. And it basically committed the U.S. to total nuclear disarmament. And that was a goal actually pursued as recently as the 2000s with Barack Obama. He was committed to global zero, I think, for nuclear weapons. And, he made some strides on that, although actually it was in Republican presidents, President George H.W. Bush, and then George H.W. Bush unilaterally destroyed 40% of our nuclear arsenal, and then his son, 50%. Clinton only destroyed 20%, and then Barack Obama only 10%. And thankfully, Trump destroyed almost none of our nuclear weapons, only 11 of our ICBMs, and those were scheduled by Obama, and those were dismantled by
All right.
For sure.
Hey, we're about to go to break. When we get back, I want to get into this EMP. You're part of the EMP task force. I want to talk about how much more likely an EMP strike is than a regular conventional nuclear attack, and what people can do to either protect themselves or what happens if an EMP hits the United States. What's going to happen? So let's go into that scenario when we get back. You're watching the American Journal.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology the criminologists all agree on, and that its criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. Again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Mike Lindell is a man in the arena, a man after Teddy Roosevelt's own heart. People demonize him, they laugh at him, they attack him, but he's been proven right. The audits are coming out, and there was total, absolute election fraud against President Trump and against the American people. That is the bottom line. And Mike Lindell is getting sued by all these big, powerful globalist institutions trying to shut him down. That's why it's so important to support MyPillow.com and all the great products he's got and all the thousands of employees he has hired in America, because he's doing God's work. And at the same time, he's funding InfoWars. That's right. When you use promo code Alex at checkout, up to 60% off on the best-selling sheets and towels and the new beds he's got and the pillows, of course, everything. Up to 60% off with promo code Alex at checkout at MyPillow.com. Then you fund his great work and our great work at InfoWars, a 360 win. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee.
Welcome back, everyone, to The American Journal. I'm joined by David Pine. He is part of the National EMP Task Force, and we were talking last segment about NATO and some of these older alliances, and why he was explaining why they contribute to wars, and how this treaty with Taiwan could end up bringing us into a third world war, even though it's sort of a nebulous treaty. But I want to talk about now is getting into the nuts and bolts of an EMP. What are the odds that I guess if a nuclear strike were to occur, what are the odds that it would be EMP rather than conventional, you know, nuclear explosions hitting the continental United States?
Well, first, let me say that we no longer have any defense agreement with Taiwan. Under Jimmy Carter in 1979, we renounced our defense agreement with Taiwan and withdrew all of our forces. We had up to 20,000 troops on Taiwan from the island, and so we have what we have now is just kind of. Kind of this, yeah, like you said,
it's like a handshake kind of a agreement
situation.
Yeah,
where there's we have no defense, formal defense commitments with Taiwan, but we've stated essentially that we won't, you know, will not look kindly at a, you know, any attempt by China to resolve the dispute by military force. And I believe that they take that to mean that we would intervene militarily. And so, the danger is that they will, you know, as they're planning on invading Taiwan the next few years, I believe they will strike us preemptively with a cyber and or EMP attack, possibly even a decapitation strike that would destroy our nation's capital and try to take out the National Command Authority, Nuclear Command Authority. So the chance of an EMP attack, the chance of a cyber attack, a comprehensive cyber attack, are the highest. That is the most likely thing that would occur, which would, you know, kind of blind our early warning satellites to any follow-on attacks. It would take out our electric grid, our electric power grid. So we would have no power. We'd have no communications. We'd have no internet. And then we'd also be blind militarily. So that's the most likely. An EMP attack would do the exact same thing. But it would also take out all of our most of our cars, our trucks, our food distribution system directly, not just by, you know, taking out the gas stations, but it would prevent the car, you know, cars and trucks from actually working. And what that would do is it would cause us to, you know, to America's population to starve in place. So the purpose of the EMP Task Force on National Homeland Security, of which I serve as Deputy Director for National Operations, is to alert, it's twofold, really. It's to educate the public, bring pressure, you know, on U.S. policymakers. And it's also to educate U.S. policymakers of the magnitude of the threat, which is really, sadly, it's not well understood, even by many in Congress and the Biden administration. So we're working to try to educate them and alert them of this profound and existential threat to America. Now, there are at least three countries that have this ability. The Russian Federation, the People's Republic of China, and North Korea all have the ability to conduct these super EMP attacks. Now, you mentioned, you know, conventional nuclear weapons. So conventional nuclear weapons do have an EMP effect, but it's much less profound than what we call super EMP weapons, which are nuclear weapons that are specially enhanced to expand their EMP effects. And the Russians, we know, have had super EMP technology since at least the 1990s. I used to serve as Senator Mike Lee's National Security Policy Director back during his campaign in 2010. I briefed him along with some Brigadier Generals and Colonels that I'd recruited to serve on his Military Advisory Committee on this the EMP threat. And he's told me that it's something that he believes is important to get passed. We did have a bipartisan GRID Act that was passed unanimously in 2010 by the Democrat U.S. House of Representatives at the time, but it was killed by Lisa Murkowski in the Senate. Of all the presidents we've had, only President Trump has actually done something affirmatively to protect the United States against the EMP threat with one of his executive orders. And we're hoping that Biden will retain that executive order. Unfortunately, it does not fund the hardening of our critical infrastructure, most importantly, our electrical power grid, against the EMP attack. And that's what we need to have happen. So that if there were an EMP attack, the negative effects and potentially catastrophic effects to our population would be minimized as much as possible.
And what actually needs to happen to do that? Say, you know, we have these junction box areas where, you know, there's a bunch of power lines coming into transformers and stuff. Like, how do you protect something like that from an EMP attack? Is it literally just a metal fence around it, or what has to happen?
So I'm less versed in a lot of the technical aspects. I focus more on the overall strategic issues and dangers. But yeah, essentially there'd be some transformers that would need to be replaced, some fencing, Faraday cage type measures that could harden and protect our electrical power stations to ensure that the grid remained resilient. And actually, that's something that the Biden administration has set as a priority. You know, I mean, they have this ginormous
infrastructure
bill that, at one point was like $6 trillion. Now it's 3.5. And of course, very little of that is actually devoted to infrastructure. But even if just a $1.5 trillion was actual infrastructure spending, we've estimated that to harden the grid to a minimal level would only cost as little as $2 billion. And to fully harden the electrical power grid would be likely no more than $30 billion. So these are well within our ability to fund. Certainly, the Biden administration is, they're really focused on spending, trillions and trillions of dollars. They create jobs. Just in terms of ensuring the survival of our country. Not to mention the environment. I mean, we're trying to focus on, environmental impacts. The environmental impacts of this type of attack would be substantial, and it would, very possibly affect, kind of historically low-income minority ethnic minority populations in our country, and more than others, as well. So. There are a lot of reasons. We've had bipartisan support at state and federal levels, and we just need to get this passed.
I totally agree. And at the price tag you're looking at, that really, that's definitely a looking down the road, better safe than sorry. Because I see if anything's going to happen, it's not going to be nuclear explosions on the ground. It's going to be EMPs, cut everybody off, take advantage of the chaos. And launch attacks. And if you have vehicles working and the other side doesn't, that's a big advantage for a conventional ground war that could quickly take place. When we come back, we saw some callers on the line. I'm going to see if they have any questions for you. And then we can get any other points you want to as we finish up the last half hour of today's American Journal. It is Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. Thank you for watching. You can find all these shows at ban.video. Ban.video or freeworldnews.tv.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada's fame, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation by the 30s was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We've rounded turn four and are into the home stretch of today's American Journal. Thank you all for joining me. Thank you to all the callers that have called in, the great crew. And I just want to let you know, we picked up a couple really key sponsorships that keep us on the air. The first one is with thebiopros.com. If you own a septic tank, listen up, because let's talk about probiotics for your septic system. BioSeptic Pro was developed by the BioPros, and it's a product that contains natural bacteria. They have a patented delivery system, though, that gets it into your septic tank. Use it one time. It lasts up to a year, 6 months to a year supply with each one-pound bag will protect your septic tank, and it creates a biome in there. And a lot of people, when they have septic tanks, they put enzymes or stuff in it, or they have to get it pumped out every couple years or stuff. This will eliminate a lot of that, and it will go in there and eat the organic matter. You'd be amazed. It gets rid of the bacteria that causes the odors in your septic tank. So try it out today. It's from the BioPros. You go to thebiopros.com, and you can get your bag of BioSeptic Pro, or get a two-pack. If you have a new system, they recommend getting two bags to start it off and keep it healthy. But it digests grease, fats, oil, sludge, paper, and organic matter. It contains no chemicals or GMOs, and it's safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. And it's naturally occurring non-pathogenic microbes. So check it out, BioSeptic Pro, and go get it at thebiopros.com. The other one is Mike Lindell's offered us a great promo code through MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, guys, bring up the website real quick and let's show people where they go to find what their deals are. The radio listener specials. Mike Lindell's taken the fact that he's been booted out of a lot of big box stores and gone, you know what? They were taking half my profits anyway. How about I go to the people and to these podcasts and radio announcers who are doing things and offer the same great deals to the public, but then share the profits with these radio stations. So it's a win-win situation for everyone. Go to the radio listener specials there in the center. Click on that and then use promo code Alex to get up to 66% off. And click on that. Let's see what they have. I know they have a towel set, six-piece towel set, $39.99. Also the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Slippers, the bed toppers. You can get Mike's book. You know, he's rags to riches story. It truly is an American success story. Children's Bible story, pillowcases, dog beds. If you got a dog, he makes these great dog beds. So much more, bathrobes. You can check it all out there. Click on the radio listener specials and use promo code Alex to get up to 66% off at mypillow.com. So check it out. We thank Mike Lindell for offering that up to us and helping keep us on the air. And it's basically your support that does that. So check out those, biopros.com, mypillow.com. With mypillow.com, use promo code Alex. Now let's get back to our guest, Dr. David Pine. I called you Dr. David Pine. Just David Pine, director of the National EMP Task Force. It's been a long week. I'm the guest host, and I've been this is my fourth day in the last week and a half. So I'm feeling getting up early this morning. But is there anything that you'd like to get into before we take some questions from the callers that we have lined up? We've had them on for other things, but I asked if they wanted to ask you some questions, and they're filling those out right now on the board. But is there anything that we haven't gotten to that you'd like to let the people know who are watching today?
Well, first I'd like to say I loved your opening segment music, which was recognized as Red Dawn. I think that's really kind of the theme that we're facing today. I mean, if you look at the second Red Dawn movie, which was edited to take the Chinese actors out, you know, and make them North Korean because of Chinese objections. That actually is a frighteningly real scenario because obviously if we were to have an EMP cyber attack, which took out, you know, our communication systems, our satellites, if it's EMP, it would immobilize our vehicles directly. Cyber could take out our fuel gas stations, prevent them from working. So we would have working cars, but no gas. Our enemies could very easily, especially if they were to take out our nuclear C3 system, or even take out our nuclear weapons directly in a limited counterforce attack, they could occupy our coastlines with impunity. They could, you know, defeat us. They could, you know, take over our allied territories, as you mentioned, Japan and other countries. Even in NATO could be occupied and conquered. But mainly, you know, my focus has been on the threat to the U.S. homeland, which has really been neglected. We're kind of like a modern day empire. We have our expeditionary forces stationed at something like 200 bases in 120 different countries, and we've really neglected homeland defense. So we really need to focus on how we secure the nation from existential threats. We've never faced two nuclear superpowers allied together. I mean, at least during the Cold War, we believed that, you know, Russia and China, they were from 1916 onward, there were major differences. I actually think the differences were far less. That was more of a deception campaign. But, you know, China really hasn't been a nuclear superpower until perhaps the last 10 years. My estimates and Dr. Mark Schneider's estimates are that they have over 1,000 nuclear weapons right now. With the construction of the 145 nuclear ICBM silos that they're constructing very rapidly right now, by next year they could have, as I mentioned, over 2,450 nuclear warheads that are deployed and ready to fire against the United States. And we really need to wake up. We need to rebuild our nuclear forces. I mean, they're decaying. They need to be modernized. And that's what I wanted to focus on.
Yeah, if you watch the movie War Games, it looks pretty modern back then in the 80s, but I can't imagine it's been modernized too much since then. And you look at the money we're going to spend on these so-called infrastructure plans, which aren't even infrastructure. A real infrastructure is protecting the electrical grid. And from your estimates, I mean, $30 billion on the high end is definitely doable in this current spend administration we have. Let's go to Tyler in the Ozarks has a question for you. Go ahead, Tyler. Tyler, are you there?
It's been a long-time listener, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
And in the interest of time and the big picture, unfortunately, I haven't caught the last few segments, so I'll have to go back and watch a little bit more. But obviously we are in big trouble from this new world order attack and war on humans and specifically Americans. So whether they continue to hit us with the bioweapons, cyber attacks, EMPs, the financial war, a nuclear war, you know, we know more of this is coming. But our freedom movement is disconnected. And so we have a voice, which is great. You know, there is the information war, which you are the tip of the spear. And there's a lot of others out there that are, have a platform and are continuing to give freedom a voice. But what we don't have is the action side. And an earlier caller today, I know, mentioned the sleeping giant being awakened. And it is awake and it's still a little bit asleep. So how do we really wake up and show the world that there's an action side? Because the people that talk can't do, and the people that are out here that can do can't talk. But we need to organize. And where is that? Where is this leadership? It's not Trump.
Do you want to take that, David?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned an interesting thing about biological attack. You know, the Biden administration, Democrats have you know, kind of really disregarded the likelihood that COVID-19 was a biological weapon that was manufactured and accidentally leaked from the Wuhan biological weapons lab in China and deliberately unleashed on the U.S. and its allies. You know, I think there were about half a million Chinese nationals that traveled between the COVID outbreak in China that was about November of 2019 and Trump's cutoff of, you know, his ban on Chinese travelers to the U.S. that I think took effect on February 3rd of 2020.
Yeah, that, stay right there. We're going to break. But that turned out to be fortuitous, and it could have been a lot worse with what we had going on with the COVID-19 attack. Final segment with David Pine from the National EMP Task Force coming right up. You're watching The American Journal.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
Listen, you've been gracious to come on in your car in a parking lot there in your minivan. We really appreciate you. But I want to talk about something. Keeping you operating and your thousands of employees, the spiral of the persecution, keeping InfoWars on air. Talk about 360 Win. I've already bought your products for years. Everybody I know loves your products, but you're offering them at the lowest price ever, literally, to our listeners with promo code Alex. And you've got dog beds, cat beds now. You've got incredible human beds that are revolutionary at a very low price. You've got your towels that are the big that my wife loves. Already had them before this. The pillows, obviously, and the Giza sheets and all of it. If people go to MyPillow.com and at checkout, put in Alex, you get up to 66% off. And, hey, a lot of you did it. It got some great support into InfoWars to keep us on air. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Segment of the American Journal coming up next will be the Alex Jones Show from 11 to 3, and then the War Room from 3 to 6. It is 10 hours of live shows every weekday, and then 4 hours on the weekends here at Infowars.com. We appreciate everybody for watching and supporting us. Our guest is David Pine. He was talking about, we actually got kind of went a little off EMPs, but into the COVID-19 virus and what was going on with that. I'll let you finish up with that, and then I got a couple of technical questions from our callers, and we'll take those as they come. But go ahead and finish up what you were saying, David.
Well, I made my point on the biological attack, except that one of the effects of that, and what I think it was designed to do was to defeat Donald Trump. I mean, it had. The Chinese leaders, their top priority was to elect Joe Biden, who they believe, is more pro-China, or at least less threatening to their overall strategic objectives.
Well, sure. Since that cyber attack that happened with the Microsoft servers, I mean, it took them forever. It was Russia, 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 Russia. Then finally it's China, and we condemn it, but we're not going to really do anything to them. We're just going to kind of say, don't do it again.
Yeah. And that is a problem. And admittedly, it is very hard, for U.S. leaders to know how to retaliate against cyber attacks. We of course have our own cyber capabilities, and we do have the ability to attack, Russia and China with cyber attacks. But our offensive cyber abilities and our defensive abilities as well, I think, are far less developed than Russia and China. China has at least 60,000 cyber hackers that they can use for offensive cyber attacks. And according to former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, when he was Secretary of Defense in 2009, he was told that we get attacked 100,000 times a day by cyber attacks. And the other point I wanted to mention is, there are things we can do, and we can contact, probably the most important thing is to contact our representatives in Congress, our House members and Senate members that represent our states, and tell them and demand that we, they need to act to defend our country against EMP attack. We currently have no defenses to defend ourselves from EMP attack, very limited defenses to defend ourselves against nuclear missile strikes. We have 44 total interceptors at Fort Greely, Alaska, and Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. And we need to expand that. The SM-3, SM-6 ABMs on our Aegis missile cruisers and destroyers are probably the easiest way off-the-shelf ability to mass-produce those and defend America.
All right. We had a question from the BS assassin who was, could an EMP attack shut down the whole grid for good? I also want to tag on to that. How many one, could we rebuild after that? But the second part of that is how many missiles or how many EMP warheads would it take to shut down, say, you know, the lower 48 states?
So as little as one, actually. So North Korea is believed to have two EMP, super EMP satellites in orbit over the U.S. that that can attack us from the south, where we have little, very few detection systems. And it could just be in an instant. I mean, it could be zero warning. Literally, they could press a button with, you know, either a cyber EMP attack and shut us down. And if it's, if it was a comprehensive attack, it could potentially, you know, it really does have the potential to knock out, our, electronic grid, you know, either for several years or for good. So we only have about 2% of, you know, generators in reserve. Those things are manufactured mainly in Germany. And we ought to have a stockpile, you know, ready so we can, you know, take the damaged and destroyed ones out and put these new ones in. We don't have that right now. And I would add that 200 of our power generators in our electric power grid are produced by China. And so there's a lot of different cyber vulnerabilities involved in keeping those in our power grid.
And I'm sure some of them have back doors built into them already. Exactly. Which is a concern. And is it just globalism that got us to this point where we outsource everything to these countries and we don't look at and producing anything at home? I mean, what else would, it's just like we have no self-awareness anymore. Where did all that go? We seem to have it in the 80s and then it kind of withered away since then when we, you know, defeated the Soviet Union. But the other side didn't seem to stop preparing. Why is that?
Well, and this may be more controversial, but I believe that there was a deliberate plan to collapse the Soviet Union and to erase the image of the enemy in U.S. and Western European eyes to get them to goad them to disarm of our especially of our nuclear weapons. But also our conventional forces as well. And that has certainly occurred. I mean, whether it's Germany, they have thousands of tanks. Now they have like 200. We had 30,000 nuclear weapons. Now we have 1,750 deployed nuclear weapons. Whether that was intentional or not, I mean, you're right. It's been absolutely, flabbergasting what we've done and how foolish our leaders have been. There's really no precedent for it. And that really, it started with, really went into high speed with President George W. Bush, unfortunately. And he's, I believe, one of our worst presidents in modern history for that reason.
And let's talk about these satellites, these EMP satellites. Is this why Trump developed or started Space Force? I mean, I know this is kind of an idea that was already in the making, and he just kind of pushed it out the door, kicked it out of the nest, so to speak, to, I guess, raise the awareness of what's going on. But are we developing countermeasures to these North Korean satellites?
So obviously, you know, there may be a number of classified programs. Certainly we have, a limited ASAT ability, I think far less than Russia and China, ASAT being anti-satellite weapons. They've really made some great strides in developing ASAT weapons, satellites that can, latch themselves on our satellites and destroy them, or killer satellites back in the 80s that the Russians developed that are kind of low tech, cheap. They just blow up
like a bowling ball or something, just runs into
fragmentation debris and destroy them that way. I mean, they have ground based lasers that potentially could be used to destroy our satellites. A cyber attack could potentially take out our satellites. Not everyone agrees on that one, but, I have an inside source that says that they may be able to pull that off with cyber weapons alone. Hmm. An EMP attack would take out all of the satellites that are not EMP hardened in the direct line of the EMP, emissions. So, we have a wide range of vulnerabilities and not a lot of defenses to protect ourselves against them. And so, yes, it's very important that Trump create the U.S. Space Force. And, it's really the start of what we should do to realize that space is a domain that that is very strategic and that could help determine, you know, whether we win or lose the next world war.
Wow. We got like 2 minutes left. How likely do you think right now where we're at now, you know, we've seen the doomsday clock move forward. They seem to be doing all this fear mongering while Trump was in office, which I think he was out there kind of being a man of peace. In a Biden administration, what do you see it like a threat like this, a nuclear war increasing, decreasing? What do you see?
Well, I mean, I think it's increased quite a bit. I was hoping that, you know, with Biden being more pro-China, that they would decrease the saber rattling, but they've done quite the exact opposite. I think that they don't fear Biden at all. You know, Biden, it's questionable whether he actually controls our country. You know, his chief of staff maybe has been called the prime minister by the Republicans in Congress because he seems to control everything behind the scenes. So yeah, we're in a very difficult strategic situation. We've never had this level of nuclear threat, in my opinion, on the U.S. homeland, even during the Cold War. I mean, the magnitude would have been greater, but the chances were less. And the reason is because they have so many more nuclear weapons than we do. They may have three and a half times as many deployed strategic nuclear weapons by next year once China has completed its nuclear weapons buildup. So we're in a world of hurt. The way to kind of prevent nuclear war is to renounce any protection for Taiwan, any military intervention by the U.S. in a China-Taiwan conflict, as well as with regards to Ukraine and the former Soviet Union, and then to establish these sphere of influence agreements that I mentioned that would address and satisfy the vital interests of all three nuclear superpowers.
And in the meantime, our country is running around ninnying about pronouns. So we really need to get our priorities in check. Thank you for joining us, David Pine. You can find out more at emptaskforce.us.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high quality foods, 3 month, 6 month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week. So take action now while you still can.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.